Yes, hello. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything and will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Ismail?
Yes.
Thank you so very much, Ismail. I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line. Let's go ahead and continue to start. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus years?
16 years.
Okay, 11 to 25, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Mason helper or finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, stone mason, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, tile setter, bricklayer, cement mason. Thank you. So would it be cement mason or bricklayer?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay. Thank you very much. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
A journeyman.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And I appreciate. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 20 plus, 21 plus weeks?
Zero right now.
0 weeks, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yeah.
Okay. And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
We don't get no support. We don't get from our union.
You don't get no support from your union. Okay. Thank you so much. It's been moving forward, of course. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were in this time last year?
Oh, no. I see way less.
Oh, you see the same, less, fewer construction projects, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
What was that question? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no worries. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'll say less.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. It's very important. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Well, I can't hear you good.
Can you hear me better now, sir? I said, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Oh, there's not enough.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yeah.
Thank you. How about yourself? Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily to your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I do not know.
Okay, no worries. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I wouldn't know.
Okay, that's also an option. No worries. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I hope it gets better.
Thank you, sir. And now we're at 31% complete, almost done. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
I will say air quality.
Air quality or dust, okay? And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months or no. Picketing, yes or no?
No. No.
Political canvassing.
What's that?
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Thank you so much. We're at 39% complete. We appreciate your time and your opinion. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the items. Cable news, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, radio, print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. Which one will be the number 1?
Would
you say the internet, cable news?
I'll say the internet.
Okay, you get the most of your news is number 1 source, is the internet or social media. What would you say is number 2? Local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspapers?
Newspapers.
Newspapers. How about number 3? Would you say is radio, friends and neighbors?
No.
You would probably say local TV news programming?
Yeah.
Okay. How about number 4? Would you say it's cable news, radio, friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbors.
Okay, and just in the last 2 spots of the rank, would you say cable news above radio, or radio is on top of cable news?
I'll say radio.
Correct. So that being radio number 5, and the last on the rank, it will be cable news. Thank you. We're at 52% complete. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, support for labor unions, the environment, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, education, healthcare, or something else?
Healthcare.
Thank you very much. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers and federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Important.
Very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. We're at 57% complete, almost done here. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
How long is this going to take more? Because I'm a little busy right now.
Just a few more minutes. We're at almost 60%. Right, we are almost done, sir. Just generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Pura mierda, no quiso contestar el culero. Y yo le contesté, Ismael, baja crece, yo sé quiénes son los que están muy...